Where do we go from here? Now that all of the children are growing up, and how do we spend our lives if there's no one who lends us a hand?
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Did you know that Satan wants to play games with your head today? Did you know that Satan is on the prowl to play with your mind? Satan wants to play with your head and he's in the business of playing head games. Why are you playing games with me, Satan? Why are you playing these games with me? You know, the Bible talks about it in Matthew 22:18. Let's move on to that verse. Jesus knew that they were up to no good, and he said, why are you playing games with me? Why are you trying to trap me? Did you know that Satan wants to play games with you? Have you ever felt like people wanted to play games with your mind? Do you feel like your society is playing games with you with all this new technology and this advancement of technology and this new control grid put in place? Maybe you're in a relationship and you feel like someone is playing games with you right now. Maybe your spouse is playing games with you. Maybe your husband and your wife is playing games with you. You know, these kinds of games that you feel, well, these are head games. These kind of games could be emotional games or spiritual games. But I'm here to tell you that the devil wants to play games with you, and it's... And he's a game player, and his goal is to take control of your mind. His goal is to take control of your mind, and his goal is to play head games with you. Can I get an amen? Yes, Satan wants to take control over your mind. The Bible says that Jesus knew they were up to no good. I'm here to tell you today, there's a lot of people out there that are up to no good, and they just want to play games with you. And Jesus said, why are you playing these games with me? Why are you trying to trap me? Satan's goal is to take control of your body, your mind, your soul. You know, Satan is the chief game player, and he wants to play games with you today. Yes, just look around in America. Do you really think God is playing games with us anymore? I can feel there's something wrong out there. And what about you? Can you feel there's something wrong out there? You know, God is not playing games anymore, but Satan has been playing games from the beginning of time, all the way back to the Garden of Eden. And yes, he is playing games right now with you. He's playing games in your community, your church, your government, your schools, your home. Yes, Satan is a game player. And I'm here to tell you, it's all a game. It's all an illusion. The only truth out there today is Jesus Christ. And I'm here to tell you, Jesus is not playing games anymore. No, Jesus is for real. And he's not playing any games. We see that the game that they were playing in this verse in Matthew 22:18 was a game of trying to trap him in his words, because Satan knew that he could not get him by force, but only by his words. Ah, that's how I'm going to get him. I'm going to get him by his words. And I'm here to Satan wants to tell you. I'm here to tell you that Satan wants to trap you by his words. Yes, Satan wants to play mind games. He's a mind game player. He wants to trap you in your words. It was not the least grievous of the suffering of Christ. This was his least grievous. He endured the contradiction of sinners against him, and had snares laid up for him by those that sought to take him off from his pretense. Many people wanted to take him off his ministry, and they did it by playing games. And I'm here to tell you, Satan stopped playing games with me. And many people today are playing games. They're buying right into these games. Well, in this verse, we have him attacked by the Pharisees and the Herodians with a question about paying tribute to Caesar. Let's observe. What was the design? Well, they wanted to entangle him in his talk. His encounters had been mostly with the chief priests and the elders, men of authority who trusted more in their power than their policy, and examined him concerning his commission of, let me examine who you really are, Jesus, in Matthew 21:23. And when he was coming to the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto him, and he was teaching and said, by what authority do you have to do these things? And, you know, they are always questioning Jesus' authority. But now he is set up for another quarter. The Pharisees will try whether they can deal with him by their learning in the law. They question his authority. Well, let's question how much they know about the law. So there's a new trial that came for Jesus Christ. No, it is in vain for the best and the wisest of men to think that by their integrity, their interest, or industry, or even in their innocence or their integrity, that they can escape the hatred and the ill will of bad men, or screen themselves from the strife of the tongues. Yes, we see here that the enemies of Christ were unwary, and they are going to continue and continue to try to test Jesus. And there's always opposition with Jesus, and you as a Christian, there's always going to be opposition. There's always opposition everywhere you go. You got to plead the blood of Jesus on you. Can I get an amen today? You know, they took counsel. First, they wanted to question his authority, and now Jesus knew they were up to no good and said, why are you playing these games with me? Because I'm here to tell you that Satan wants to play games with you. So they took counsel, and it was foretold concerning him that the rulers would take counsel against him in Psalms 2:2. This was already foretold that said, the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointing, saying, and so persecute they the prophets. Come and let us devise devices against Jeremiah. You know, the truth of the matter is the kings of this world are devising schemes right now. And I would say through the Council of Globalism and the New World Order, and devising these wicked schemes that come against the child of God. Yes. In Jeremiah 18:20-10, they said, come and let us devise against Jeremiah, for the law shall not perish from the priest, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. Come and let us smite him with the tongue, and let us not give him any of his words. Note, the more there is of contrivance and consultation about sin, the worse it is. There is a particular woe to them that devise iniquity in Micah 2:1. Woe to them that devise iniquity and work evil upon their beds. When the morning is light, they practice it because it is the power of the hand. The more there is of a wicked wit and a contrivance of sin, the more there is wicked will in the commission of it. I'm here to tell you, the more sin, and I'm here to tell you, tyranny is moving into America, and more it, you see of it, the more and more people are going to play with it. The more sin is around you, the more people are going to partake in it. And I'm here to tell you today that Satan is in the process of playing head games. He wants to play head games with you. I'm here to tell you that Satan is in the process of playing these mind games. And you need to, he is playing these games. And why are you playing these games? Why are you playing these games with me? Yes, not only did they take counsel against his authority, but they wanted to take a counsel against his talk. They wanted to test him. Yes. That which they aimed at was to entangle him in his talk. They saw him free. They saw him speaking boldly. They saw him speaking his mind. And they hoped by that if they could just bring him to some nice and tender point. They wanted to bring just one point against him and set an advantage against him. And what was that point? Well, this is an old scheme of Satan's agents and emissaries to make a man an offender of his word. How about let's make a word misplaced, a word mistaken, a word misunderstood, a word, though innocently designed, innocently spoken, yet Satan likes to take that and pervert it by strain innuendos. Those they lay a snare for him that reproveth in the gates, Isaiah 29:21, that make a man an offender of his word. I lay a snare for him that reproveth in the gates, and turn aside the just for the things of naught, and represent the greatest teachers at the greatest troublers of Israel. Thus the wicked plotteth against the just in Psalms 37:12-13. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that that day is coming. Why are you trying to play games? Why are you trying to play games with me? You know, Satan wants to play games with you. There are two ways by which the enemy Christ might be revenged on him and to get rid of him, either by the law or by force. By law, they could not do it unless they would make him obnoxious of the civil government, for it was not lawful for them to put any man to death. We see that in John 18:31. Then said Pilate unto them, take ye him and judge him according to your law, not mine. The Jews therefore said unto him, it is not lawful for us to put any man to death. You know, sometimes the church plays mind games. Sometimes the church likes to play head games with you, and the Roman powers were not apt to concern themselves about the question of words and names and their laws. They didn't really care in Acts 18:15. But if it be a question of words and names and of your law, you go to your own law. For I will not be the judge of such matters. Why are you trying to play games with me? Why are you trying to play games? Stop playing games with me, Satan. I'm here to tell you that Satan wants to play games with you. You know, so many churches are playing these head games. Your government's playing these head games. They are playing games with you. Maybe your spouse is playing games, but I'm here to tell you, Hollywood, mainstream television, they're all playing mind games. Well, we know in this case of Jesus, by force they couldn't do it unless they could make him obnoxious to the people who are always the hands, whoever were the heads in such acts of violence, which they could call the beating of the rebels, but the people took Christ for a prophet, and therefore his enemies could not raise a mob against Jesus. You know, now as the old servant was from the beginning, as Satan was from the beginning, more subtle than any beast of the field, well, the design was to bring him into such a dilemma that he must make himself liable to the displeasures, either of the Jewish multitude or of the Roman magistrates. This is what Jesus was up against. They were definitely trying to play mind games with him. They were playing games. And Jesus said, why are you playing these games with me? Why are you playing these games with me? Let him take which side of the question he shall run himself into. And so they will gain their point and make his own tongue. Try to make Jesus fall on his own tongue. But, you know, why are you trying to play these games with me is what you need to ask. I'm here to tell you, have you ever heard of the statement, two can play that game? Well, Satan, I have words for you, two can play that game. You've been playing games with me long enough, and I'm here to tell you, yes, two can play that game. We see in Jeremiah 6:19, and pay attention, Earth, don't miss this bulletin. I'm visiting catastrophe on this people. The end result, the games that they have been playing with me, they've ignored everything I've said, had nothing but contempt. You know, all these games that you've been playing, all these games that you have been, you don't think Jesus is important? All these games you've been laughing at the Bible, all these games you've been laughing, I'm here to tell you, Jesus said two can play that game, and I'm going to get the last laugh. Yep. Balaam said to his donkey, because you've been playing these games with me, if I had a sword, I would have killed you by now. You know, Balaam's donkey made a fool of Balaam. His donkey made a fool of him. And I'm here to tell you, I'm sick and tired of people trying to make a fool of me. And I'm sick and tired of people trying to make a fool of my family. You need to stop playing games with me and my family. Come on, somebody. And I'm here to tell you that two can play that game. You've been laughing long enough, but two can play that game. Jesus knew that they were trying to trap him. In Mark 12:15, he knew it was a trick question. He said, why are you playing these games with me? Bring me a coin and let me look at it. You know, they just wanted a plain yes or no answer, and Jesus asked them to bring him a denarius, a type of coin used for paying the poll tax. The same having an image of Caesar upon one side of Caesar's mother, on the other side, the image being particularly obnoxious to the Jews. They thought the coin was pretty funny looking. They didn't have no respect for it themselves. There was also an inscription which tacitly acknowledged the divinity of Caesar, also an abomination to Israel. The Lord did not ask for a coin for the purpose of finding out what was upon it, but for the purpose of exposing the fact that they had it in their possession and were using it as a coin of their realm. And I'm here to tell you today, Jesus said, why are you playing these games with me? Let me look at the coin and look at it. You know, Satan wants to play games with you. He wants to play games. But with Jesus Christ in your side, in your corner, you can say too can play that game. These people that want to play games with you, every time you sit down and you watch a Hollywood movie, they are playing games with your mind. It's all an illusion. Life is an illusion. Everybody wants to be a movie star. They have put this in your mind. Nobody wants to have a strong family anymore. It's all an illusion. It's good to do evil because, hey, Satan's been playing these games for a long time and he does it in a very subtle way. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus will get the last laugh. Amen. Two can play that game. Two can play that game. Yes, the truth of the matter is two can play these games. Whether Satan is playing games with you emotionally, maybe Satan's playing games with you spiritually, telling you that you're not good enough. Maybe Satan is trying to play games with you other ways. But I'm here to tell you that you need to look Satan in the face and say, yes, Satan too can play that game. I know Jesus, and Jesus has overcome the world. I know Jesus, and He has rose from the dead. And I'm here to tell you today that two can play that game. Stop playing games with me. Stop playing games with me. Trust in Jesus, and He will set you free.